College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May making the rounds. Yesterday, he was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams yesterday. Good morning, football. Sat down with your girl, Diana Rossini.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what, she has a show. You know what it's called? Or I think I know what it's called.
Dr. Diana.
It's called like, no, that's a different personality.
Yes, yes, yes.
Scoop City or something like that?
Oh, you told me this yesterday.
I'm like, wait, what the hell? Can't take that.
Moving in on my turf.
So she's Scoops, apparently.
So Drake was making the rounds yesterday. We didn't clip anything from the Good Morning Football sit down. I thought he did a good job in that setting, by the way. It's like 10 minutes showing off a little personality.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting to just see him as a Pro Bowl quarterback kind of leveling up a little bit in terms of his Q rating.
Yeah. He wouldn't talk after the season in the locker room, but he did. He's making the rounds now.
Good point.
Yeah.
Anything to read into there? I think he was asked directly by Rossini about blowing off the press conference.
Yeah, no, that was... Oh, the press conference, I don't give a rat's ass about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was proposing to his girlfriend and all that other stuff.
I don't care about that. I didn't care about the day of the loss. I'm sorry, felt like a loss. The win over Buffalo.
It was a loss.
But the day after the season, not talking that Monday after the year when everybody's doing breakup interviews, I thought that was a bad look.
That was surprising to me because everybody else talked, even guys that were hurt, like Christian Gonzalez and David Andrews and many of others.
We know Christian Gonzalez hates talking.
We do for a and
even,
fact.
Even he talked.
Yeah, like, so everybody talked. And, like, how many guys are 100% for sure going to be on the team next year? Not many, but Drake May is one of them, and he wasn't there. So I didn't love that. But since then, you know, he did the Pro Bowl thing.
Nah, I'm not too much of a talker.
No, not so much.
It's not what I like to do.
But
talking, no.
Now he's going out there because he is going to be the face of the Patriots, hopefully for the next decade plus. And hopefully he's earning his way to more Pro Bowls. He's going to more Super Bowls and things like that, and he gets used to this.
Yeah, and it's just, it does speak to, and maybe Mac was this way after his rookie year. I can't remember how Mac was marketed. He certainly tried with Noble and everything else. He always seemed goofier to me. But I can't remember exactly how Mac was marketed. Did he do a press blitz after the Pro Bowl, and was he being asked about recruiting players? I don't know. But it does speak to how people feel about Drake May's standing in the league, that they're even bothering having him on their shows and spending time talking about the Patriots. That does, on some level, and the media's wrong all the time, but it does speak to what they feel is some interest in a player like Drake May,
which I think
is important.
Bottomed out last year. So it does feel like arrows pointing up on the Patriots, but that doesn't mean there's not like a million teams above you. It just means like the moves they have made this offseason with the coaching staff combined with what we saw with the young quarterback, like, okay, things are going in the right direction. But to his point, like he mentioned there and what everyone's going to be talking about is you need to bring in a lot of players. Like, you brought in a lot of coaches, but you need to bring in a lot of players.
I do think that answer, to be honest, was a little lacking. It's like, oh, yeah, I was doing some recruiting at the Pro Bowl. Really? Who?
Yeah.
Like, could you give a... Maybe,
well, he did somewhere, he did.
Maybe you can't really say names.
No, but he did somewhere. He was, like, naming names.
Well...
And was that with Rossini? It was one of the ones he did.
There was an answer. Maybe he did with Rossini.
Yeah.
There was an answer on Good Morning Football where he was asked about guys he liked being around at the Pro Bowl. He named Derwin James of the Chargers, who I don't think is going anywhere. He did name Big Jeff Simmons as a player who played for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. So I don't know if there's anything to read into there with Jeffrey Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think there could be with Simmons.
There was maybe a little bit.
You mean the guy that's liking every post about every
good point.
Coach
he's been liking,
which is hilarious.
Liking tweets about Vrabel, liking posts about Terrell Williams, etc. And so, you know, I felt like that answer, and maybe there were others, that answer to Kay Adams I thought was lacking. It's like, oh, yeah, I was doing some recruiting. Okay, that's very light on specifics. You don't need to name names. But like, yeah, totally, I was doing recruiting, and people like what the Patriots are all about. Do they?
No, I there's another clip, I think, that does have some names. I think Kay Adams was able to maybe follow up and get
wrangle
some more
out
of it. I think a little bit, to which point you're like, I don't really know what you're supposed to say. This gets into the whole conversation, too, with like Tom Brady, like what he's allowed to say and isn't allowed to say as like an owner, commentator, but even players, because I think the whole collusion thing is ridiculous. Like, who cares? There's always going to be collusion. There's always going to be ways around it to talk to different people.
Well, it happens. I mean, if you're blatant about it and you get caught, then you should be reprimanded. But I'm not naive enough to say it doesn't happen. Of course it happens.
It happens in every league all the time because you can't say free agency opens and then these guys agree to these massive contracts like the second after. And you're like, yeah, you put that all together in 1 minute. So you know, that's whatever. But like when you have players directly talking about other players, it's like we want them to answer questions. We want them to be honest about it. But then it's like, I don't know, that guy's on another team. Can he really talk about him? So it's in a weird spot because Drake May is meeting all the...
Isn't that tampering?
Isn't that tampering? Where's that from?
Yeah, what is that from?
That was Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
Maybe during like an all-star draft or something.
Classic.
You know, you know what? He's right, because LeBron legit was. I think that was an old LeBron Giannis draft, all-star draft.
One of
and
many.
LeBron took all the guys. I think he took Anthony Davis that year. He took like all the guys from the Warriors. Like he was going pretty crazy with it.
It was one of many NBA all-star game format changes where they had the draft. Yes, okay, so Giannis is wondering about tampering. Maybe the league should have tampered a little more on Luka, and you don't wind up with such a terrible deal for Dallas, at least long-term. You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Marketability of Drake May. Do people want to play with him?
Real quick. All right. So here are some names. So this is Drake May with Kay Adams.
That's a great question. Kay, you got some great questions.
He does make a lot of weird noises.
He does this constantly.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he was asked.
That's like Sling Blade-ish. Can I hear that again?
The mashed potatoes, that guy.
Yeah.
So he was asked about who he would like to have on the Patriots.
Okay.
That's a great... Okay, you got some great questions here today. Okay. Jamar's obviously a great answer, I think. Another receiver there that I met. Nico Collins was awesome. Nico was awesome. Any other free agents? Who else? I don't know they have free agents. Justin Jefferson, he's an easy person to come to Foxborough.
You're playing this so well. I don't know who's a free
agent. So, yeah, I don't know who's a free agent or not. I mean, at least she said Jamar.
At least he named names.
But he said Nico Collins, Justin Jefferson, and Jamar Chase.
I mean, Chase could switch teams, I guess.
I'd take all three of those guys.
Those other two aren't going anywhere, I don't think.
Unlikely.
Chase could, just because the Bengals are a mess.
Unlikely.
But, okay. You could jump in on that. Again, the marketability of Drake May. The guys want to play with, Billy Bob there. You can jump in on the phones. Meanwhile, does Drake May factor into the top 10 quarterbacks for 2025, Keith? He was not a top 10 quarterback in the league this year, despite being named to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Where would he fit in on your list of the top 10 quarterbacks for 2025?
Okay, so we always toss out, is this guy a top 10 quarterback? Is this guy a top 10 quarterback? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're always just like, yes or no. But you actually have to make the list in order to really do this, because I am guilty of having like 20 guys in my top 10.
We've talked about it with Hurts a lot, where it's like, well, is Jalen Hurts a top 10 quarterback?
Right.
He's probably the back end. We've talked about that since the Super Bowl has been set, and we decided to really sit down and rank and to figure out where these guys are.
It's important for like in the NBA, because I always have way too many, or like wide receivers, I always have way too many. So here are my four 2025. So it's a little bit of projection.
Yep.
But for 2025, my top 10. Normally, I think doing a list like this, you should do 10 to 1, but I think there's way more drama, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay,
the top is kind of the same. So let's
start
at 1. So Mahomes. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson. We've had this debate before at 2. Mm-hmm. I think you can go either way here, but I'm going to go Lamar. I think he's going to win another MVP. And then I would go Josh Allen 3. Then I'd go Joe Burrow 4. That's got to be the top 4. In some order for everybody.
So I'll tell you right now. I go Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. But so we just flip. We flip Allen and Jackson.
But those four guys. And if we were even doing, if this was a tier Tuesday, we would have Mahomes next tier down, Allen and Jackson, maybe Burrow, or probably another tier down.
I'd probably go one more down. Burrow's on like his own tier.
But then I think there's a gap. Like I think there's a true Mount Rushmore right now of quarterbacks in the league. After that, I think it's up for grabs. And I think number 5 even becomes very, very debatable. I'd go Justin Herbert at 5. Coming off a good year with Harbaugh. He didn't throw it a ton, but he threw like no picks. It got his team into the playoffs. I've always liked Herbert. I've always questioned some of his coaching. So I got Herbert 5. I'm going to go Jaden Daniels 6. Maybe a little bit of recency bias, but the guy was a machine, got all the way to the conference championship. So I'll go Jaden Daniels 6. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts 7. So he has a lot more around him than Daniels does. So you're like, well, he just beat him head-to-head. But obviously, Philly's got a better roster. My guy, Baker Mayfield, 8.
I'm surprised you have him that low.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting him over Daniels and Hurts.
I'm surprised you have Mayfield as low as you do, quite frankly.
Okay, all right.
But so
I
right
should have
now,
him higher.
You have Hurts 7, you said Mayfield 8?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Jordan Love 9 and Dak Prescott 10.
Okay.
So Dak Prescott hurt this year, but if you go back the year before, to me, he was squarely in my top 10. So I'm going to hope, I'm predicting a bounce back for Dak Prescott.
So 8 of our 10 names are the same.
Wow.
We have different names at the back end. So after Burrow, I went Daniels 5. You had him 6.
Yep.
I have him at 5. I put Baker at 6.
Ooh.
Baker's now done this a couple years in a row with different offensive coordinators, some different personnel. Like Godwin was hurt for half of this year.
Yep.
I know Mike Evans has been there. Running backs have changed. I think Baker is pretty safe now, which I wouldn't have said two years ago.
All right.
I have Justin Herbert at 7, so I'm with you. I like Herbert.
Yeah.
I actually went Stafford 8. Then I went Hurts 9. I put C.J. Stroud 10th. There is projection there because Stroud did not have a great year, but he's coming off a great rookie year. I expect him to rebound to a degree. So I thought of Love. I thought of Dak. They were both on my kind of honorable mention list of names that I at least thought about. Tua and Purdy were on there as well. Neither of us have Jared Goff in the top 10. Which I do feel okay about. Feel okay leaving him out of the top 10. But statistically, the last couple of years, that's a tough guy to leave off the list. I just think he's so scheme dependent, talent dependent. And if he does it this year without Ben Johnson, I'll give him a little more credit. He's done it for different organizations. But it was McVay, Ben Johnson. Let's see how he does this year. And then I'll begrudgingly refer to Jared Goff as a top 10 quarterback, but neither of us had him in the top 10.
So that's where I'm at. Goff was one of the first guys that just missed. So Goff and Brock Purdy probably fall into that same thing where I could see other people being like, well, look at these numbers, look at these wins, look at the stats, and like how come those guys aren't on there? I just think in a vacuum, the other 10 are better. Stroud probably would have been in it, kind of a down year, although the team still made the playoffs and won a game, but I'm not a huge Stroud guy.
I'm curious what the play calling change there does for him too. I think Slowick looked great year one. I think they were very run heavy last year, so I'm curious how that all looks.
Stafford's a tough one for me to rank. I considered him as well. I feel like he's clearly on the downside of his career, but how much does he have left? When he had both his receivers, he looked pretty good. Then when he didn't, it was kind of like whatever. They're not going to have Cooper Kupp next year. And then the other group, which is like flirting with middle of the pack, would be Drake May, Tua, Kyler Murray, maybe my guy Bo Nix. Like maybe that's sort of
Let's do all those individually. Tua or Drake May?
I'd rather have Drake May.
So if I'm starting a team, I'd rather have Drake May. For next year, I would still say Tua.
Okay.
I just think he's safer, but I wouldn't want to sign like a long-term contract for Tua, but we're talking about for a year.
For 2025,
I would take Tua. Kyler Murray or Drake May?
For 2025, I'd take Kyler Murray.
That one, so I think I'd go Drake on that one.
I think Kyler, so you like Tua more than Kyler?
I learned from Kyler this year. You said that like maybe I wasn't right on Kyler.
Wait, who? Him?
Keith? Me?
No, I think
I'm back in.
I think we both like Kyler Murray more than most.
He was terrible.
I'm shook that I didn't have Baker Mayfield 5th. I'm pissed that Jones has him higher than me.
He's all rattled.
I'm shook at
I
that.
Almost put Baker Mayfield above Jaden. I almost had him 5.
I should have had him 5th.
Yeah, well, you have Mayfield.
I did have me. It's way too low. You're
so
right.
Point still stands. I would take Tua over Drake. You would take Kyler over Drake.
I think I would, yeah.
The other name you mentioned was Bo Nix. I like to think we'd both take Drake May over Bo Nix.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would.
So I would say Drake May is like 15, 16. He's definitely not top 10. Now, he has the talent to get there. He could make a huge leap this year. We'll see. I'd feel better if it wasn't Josh McDaniels. I'll feel better if they add some weapons.
Yeah.
And maybe even if they go out and go crazy with Cooper Kupp and T. Higgins or something like that, I would revise this list and bump Drake May up.
So he starts the year top half, though.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'd have, Goff, Tua, Purdy, Dak, Love ahead of him.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'd have him 16 off the top of my head.
Not bad.
16, 17, something
Not
like
a bad
that.
Place to start.
Yeah.
You look at the division, it's at least close with Tua and the Jets. We don't even know what their quarterback's going to be. So like you got to start somewhere and you start to like build it up a little bit. And then if you look at, all right, there's going to be what, 7 playoff teams. Can he crack the top 7 in the conference? Like that kind of thing.
So we both do have Jalen Hurts in the top 10. You have him 7. I have him 9.
I like Hurts.
I think we're higher on him than most people.
That's definitely true.
So I like him and I think if the Eagles are going to win, he has to be a massive part of it. They're not going to do it running on the back of Saquon Barkley, I don't believe. But we can open this up. Is Drake May a top 10 quarterback? Who would you take over Drake May? And how do you feel about Jalen Hurts in this Super Bowl? We both feel he's a top 10 quarterback. Eddie's in the car. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? I wanted to get in early. I just think this Super Bowl, I think it's Philadelphia Super Bowl. I think they're going to win this. And let me tell you why. It reminds me a little bit when the Patriots played Philadelphia a few years ago. And they just got spanked. And I just think that's the type of game Philadelphia has to play to win. And I just think they're going to win this game going away. They've had a great season. They haven't had any hiccups along the way. And I think this is their year. A lot of people think that Kansas City's better. I think Kansas City's better only because people know what they've seen from Mahomes. But I like this kid. I like the quarterback for Philadelphia, and I think he's going to make a difference. And I can't wait. Can't wait for hopefully a win on Sunday.
Okay, Eddie. First of all, did he say hiccups? Second of all,
the hiccups. That's what it sounds like when you have. When you have the hiccups, when you say hiccups, the hiccups.
Oh, I thought it was like he was giving them a gender is what I thought he was doing.
Oh, the hiccups.
Yeah. That's kind of how I looked at that.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree with the way Curran framed it earlier in the week or yesterday, I guess.
Hiccups.
On our Tuesday. There's got to be. I know Greg Hill is the marketing genius. There's got to be. There's got to be some sort of.
I agree. Hiccups.
Male product there that you could build around that. We already got the name. We just got to figure out the product.
The hiccups. I think Kramer was selling one of those in Seinfeld.
The bro?
Yeah.
The
man's ear.
I'm sorry, the man's ear. I think Curran framed it right, that you give the Chiefs the coach and the quarterback edge. Do you give them the edge anywhere else? Probably not. So it comes down to the
tight
importance.
End.
Well, yeah. It comes down to the importance of coach and quarterback in the league.
Oh, no. What do you mean coach and quarterback? No, I give them the edge on defense.
Over the Eagles defense?
I think the Chiefs defense is better.
Yeah. I definitely don't.
I do.
So, and I find some of the players on that Eagles defense detestable. I can't stand them. But I would give the Eagles the check mark defensively.
But so that game, he's not the first person I've heard mention that. And I don't know if they just meant like one team wasn't given credit, even though they weren't like a huge underdog, just everybody was picking the other team, like that kind of thing. Because that Super Bowl is 41-33. Like, do you really think this Super Bowl is going to be that high scoring?
Yeah, I think that's more what he means. No one's really picking the Eagles, and it's a Chiefs coronation. I think a lot of the country is rooting against the Chiefs, but
like,
I think
Foles threw for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns. Like, I'm not sure Hurts does that. And Brady threw for 500. Like, I don't think either. You think there's going to be almost 900 yards of passing in this game?
No, but if there is, that favors the Eagles, I think. If it's a high-scoring game, that favors Philly. Because Philly can light up the scoreboard. And the Chiefs just haven't this year. And I think it's much more likely the Chiefs win a game in the teens or 20s. If you get into the 30s, I think the Eagles win that game. Mm. And I think that's because Hurts can throw on him. He did in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Hurts threw for 204 in Super Bowl 57. He also had 70 yards on the ground with 3 touchdowns.
Wait, did Hurts only throw for 204 in that Super Bowl?
No, 304.
Thank you. I thought he broke 300 in that game. I was going to say,
really small and I'm blind.
Yeah, that's fine. Size is a problem for some of us. It's okay. So, I thought Hurts had a good Super Bowl. I was surprised it was only 200 yards.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. So, I think if the game gets into the 30s, that's a problem for the Chiefs. They've barely gotten there all year long until last week, where, of course, as they do, they tend to win these games.
When they need it.
Spoiler alert, though, I don't think the game's going to be played in the 30s. I think it's a lower scoring game.
Yeah.
And I think the Chiefs win it.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is in Medford. He's back on the Bruins. Go ahead, Mark.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I got a couple of thoughts on the Bruins, and then I do have a same game parlay that I want your opinion on.
Great.
First on the Bruins, they looked the last two games, this game and the game against the Rangers, they looked like more of a cohesive unit. And definitely last night was Jeremy Swayman's best game of the season by far, no doubt. With that being said, do they go right back to him tonight? And my same game parlay is I got Barkley 125 combined rushing and receiving yards with 2 touchdowns. I have Jalen Hurts with 25 rushing yards and a touchdown. And Kareem Hunt with 40 rushing yards and a touchdown.
Okay, that's six-leg parlay, Keith. That's a lot of time. He expects
take
a high-scoring game.
Bank.
What does he have? He has 4 touchdowns out of those 3 players?
Take it to the
bank. Did he say 2 for Hurts or 1 for Hurts? I already forgot.
I didn't hear any of it.
Double touchdown for I'd stick with the 125 receiving and rushing with the 2 touchdowns. I'd probably just keep the bet to that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to add more legs to get boosts and things like this. Yes.
All right.
Oh, I thought Billy was leaning
Billy
in there with a critique. Do you think they go back to Swayman tonight? That's a good question. And should they?
I don't think they do. Has he ever played back-to-back games?
Ever, yes.
No.
Has he this year?
Yeah, this year, I mean, like back-to-back, not back-to-back games. I mean, like back-to-back nights. Has he done that?
I want to say yes, but I'd have to fact-check myself.
We'd have to take a look.
He just played very well.
Check the stats and info department.
He just played very well against the Rangers. We can effort to look that
they
up.
They haven't had a ton of back-to-back games. All the ones I'm seeing recently were
27 and 28 of December was different goalies.
Yeah,
good question. All right, well, we'll
4 or 5 different goalies. January 4th and 5th they played.
Okay,
it's Swayman and Corpy.
Early returns look like no.
I bet Corpy. Who's the first off the ice? That's what the Bruins beat writers usually nail.
No, that's their
specialty.
Those
guys are all over that normally.
Any real issues within the team? Big scoops. They're not so big
Nothing
on.
Nothing to see here.
But when it comes to first off the ice, they got you covered.
Who is it?
He hasn't played back-to-back nights.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So there's your answer, Mark. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. We'll get to the ref conundrum for the NFL coming up. And it's Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We'll give you some Would You Rathers right after Trending with Billy Laney.